The peregrine falcon is the fastest animal on the planet. Drop a brick off the top of the Empire State Building, and the peregrine will fall out of the sky faster. The secret is the falcon's ability to shape its body into an almost perfect teardrop, fine-tuning its muscles and feathers according to the feel of the rushing wind. Navy scientists using radar have clocked them doing 240 miles per hour. Peregrine falcons don't do this for fun. They do it to survive. They feed themselves by swooping down and catching smaller, slower birds. Doves, mockingbirds, starlings. They prefer to catch their prey on the wing. They are the sustenance assassins of the natural world. All this makes the peregrine falcon sound like one of those magical beasts mere mortals don't get to see, which is not the case. Since mid-September, more peregrine falcons have been counted moving through South Florida than have ever been counted anywhere else on Earth. Peregrine falcons migrate incomprehensible distances. Many of the ones moving through here come from Alaska and Canada's northern territories. Some come from Greenland. They travel down through the Caribbean and as far away as Tierra del Fuego, the southern tip of South America. In the 1970s, it was impossible to find a wild peregrine falcon east of the Mississippi, and only 39 pairs could be found west. They'd been wiped out by DDT poisoning. Once the widespread use of DDT was banned, conservation groups started working to bring back the peregrines. They used captive breeding and slowly succeeded, hatching birds and releasing them on mountain eyries, rocky cliff sides, and even on city skyscrapers, where the falcons could catch the slow-moving pigeons. Eventually, peregrine falcons repopulated many of their old habitats. They came back so strongly that in 1999, they were taken off the endangered species list, which is not to say they still don't need to be protected. So far this year, almost 4,000 have flown through Florida. Peregrine falcons, like most birds of prey, can't swim. Every time they fly over water, they risk their lives. So when they fly to Cuba, they try to make the water crossing as short as possible. The best and safest jumping off points are in the Lower Keys, south of the 7 Mile Bridge. Grassy Key is about 10 miles north of there. It's also about a mile wide and functions as a migratory bottleneck. We know how many peregrine falcons fly over Grassy Key because of the work of Rafael Galvez and his crew at the Florida Keys Hawk Watch. The counters at the Hawk Watch station themselves at Curry Hammock State Park from mid-September to mid-November every year, staring into the sky and tallying every raptor they see that passes by, not just peregrine falcons, but about a dozen other species of falcons, hawks, and eagles. It's a way of counting the birds and monitoring the health of their populations. The Hawk Watch was started in 1999, and they counted a little over 1,500 peregrines that year. The number has grown steadily since. The fact that they have counted more than double that many this year is a very good sign. No one is really sure if or for how long the numbers will keep growing, but every peregrine that flies through Florida is a testament to the fact that human beings can occasionally fix the things we break, and that the world is still a little bit wild.